wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Bring the sunscreen wherever you go today. We're going to get to 100 or darn close today, it sounds like. So be prepared. Be prepared for some football on the program this morning, too. Mark Brook, Rocky Mountain football coach, going to jump on with us, talk about the Lobos and his terrific senior quarterback son, Gage Brook, who should be just have a fantastic year this year. Matt Yem, Fort Collins football coach, talked to Matt and talked about this team. Man, so many great seniors on the Fort Collins team that had to leave. That'll be a coaching job for Matt this year, no doubt. Benny Fusco, Dayspring Christian football coach, on talking to us about his Eagles, what they'll look like going forward this year. And Brandon Valdez, Fort Collins assistant basketball coach on Coach Dick's staff. But right now, the GM and owner for and head coach for the Dom 24 club team, a terrific club basketball team out here in Northern Colorado. So all four of those guys coming up for you. We're brought to you by Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, right on there off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Downtown, any part you need, Gould Parts. Big machine parts, car parts, truck parts. They got it all for you, folks. Gould Parts, one number to stick up on the fridge, 454-3355. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, caught up with Rocky Mountain football coach Mark Brook. Good conversation with Mark earlier this week on Clark and a Coach. Here is Coach Brook. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is going to be a fun year for you. I know we talked, I'm looking it up, about 11 months ago, we talked about your team, about your son Gage going into his junior year. Now he heads in to the senior year. And I always say, I got to start with it, I'm a dad too. There's nothing that's more fun than watching your kid play. But that's tough to be the head coach. It's kind of a two-edged sword sometimes when you got your own one in there, right?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, I've been coaching him and a lot of his buddies for years now, and it's been a pleasure for sure. But there's times, I'm sure, where it's a little bit harder than others too, right? Yeah, it's especially that he's a quarterback.
Sure.
You know, if he's a linebacker or something, that'd be a little easier.
Well,
no, it's been fun.
Yeah, well, Coach, hey, another football coach a little east of Fort Collins made the statement to me just a couple days ago, actually on our program, how he loved watching Gage just toss it around. That was really throwing the ball well this summer.
Well, he's
doing Coach
good.
Yem, of course.
Yeah, Matt's a great guy. I tell him I appreciate that. But he's getting better each week, you know, like all of our guys are doing. He's still got plenty of room to improve, but we've had a good summer so far. Kids are working hard, and they're sure excited to have this year coming up. So we're looking forward to it.
We'll talk about the kids in a second. Just look at this schedule, too. Right off the bat, Mark, I mean, your non-conference schedule, you got three playoff teams in there, Chaparral, Cherokee Trail, and Legacy, both on the road with those two. So it's you're going to get an idea right away, and then Eagle Crest to end out before you get to Horizon in the first conference game. But you're going to know right away, and these are great games to learn from, but you're going to kind of know what you've got those first three games, right?
We will. We'll be tested early, which is good. I mean, we have a handful of kids come back on offense. We have graduated a bunch, obviously, on defense.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few coming back there. But so we'll be pretty wet behind the ears early. But we have kids that are hungry and eager, and they will be tested early. And that's, I think, you know, going into conference play is great for the kids. It's great for our program. So we're looking forward to the scheduling, and it works out well for us. And we'll learn plenty as coaches, for sure.
Coach, talk to us about Ethan, your great offensive lineman,
yep.
Thomason. Has he committed yet, and what's the status on Ethan?
He has not committed yet. No, he's not in a big rush to make a decision.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, he has plenty of opportunities, as you know, and he's just waiting to see what's going to be best fit for himself and his family, and he's taking his time. He's doing things the right way. He's a wonderful kid, and you know, we've been blessed to have him in our program, and he's been a big part of what we're about the last few years. So we're excited for him to have a great senior season, for sure.
And he's about 6'8", 325 right now? Is that
in
the ballpark?
That's in the ballpark, yeah. He is a large human, for sure.
Yeah, boy, there's no doubt about
he's
that.
He's a great kid, yeah.
Yeah, he's built pretty well, though. I mean, you look at him, and that's a massive human. That's a great guy to kind of start your line around. Offensive line, have you got other starters, and how does that look?
We do. We have a couple other starters coming back,
good.
Too. So we, you know, like I said, we have a little bit of depth there, which should be one of our strong points to our team, you know, anchored by, obviously, Ethan. So it'll be, That's a big part of it. And that's, you know, anybody who's coached football knows you win up front on both sides of the ball. There's no two ways around that. So we're blessed to have that group back.
Yeah, you get some good targets coming back for Gage, too. I don't know. I just have their stats from last year. But Nate Eliason, Owen Wentz, two guys that caught 26 and 18 balls respectively last year. So it's a great place to start on your outside.
Yeah, we do. We graduated a few receivers also, but we have those two come back, and they're buddies at Gage's. They've been friends for, you know, for years, while they all have. So hopefully they just have some chemistry working for them, too. So, you know, it'll be neat to get it in their hands, obviously, and let them do their thing. And that's kind of Gage's job as a facilitator, you know, let those guys make plays, and we'll look for them to do that.
Coach, what's your summer been like, and any particular camps or workouts that you guys have participated in?
We have elected to bypass the 2-week camp, and we will be able to start practice a week early.
So we're
doing that instead, and we'll get two scrimmages in the front end. But we've been religiously working out 4 days a week. You know, our kids are training 3 days a week, and we're, you know, doing football drill work 2 days a week. So it's been a good summer. You know, obviously kids, we have a lot of kids in baseball and lacrosse and other sports, you know, and basketball. And that's kind of this time to do that as far as vacations and whatnot. But, you know, we're getting here starting in a couple weeks. So we are definitely looking forward to hitting the ground running and improving upon where we were last year.
Talking with Mark Brook, the head football coach out at Rocky Mountain High School. I think it's about 19 head coach and about 25 on the field for you. So that's a lot of years to do this. So we appreciate all the things you've done for our student athletes out there. Before we close with you, I got to say, man, are you more concerned? Are you giving more time in the offseason here and leading up to game one with the defense? I mean, your top 9 tacklers are gone with graduation. How many defensive starters do you have back, and is that the main concern for you right now?
Well, we have a couple starters back, and so obviously we have a lot of holes to fill. There's no two ways around that, and I think, you know, we're not alone in that boat. We have a lot, you know, it's high school football oftentimes just the senior laden teams, and we happen to be one for sure last year on the defensive side of the ball. So we have a lot of room to improve there for sure, and a lot of room to grow. But the cool thing is a lot of kids are going to get opportunities.
Sure.
And that's what high school sports are all about. So there'll be some kids that we weren't anticipating stepping up, and I know they will. And you know, no doubt we have work to do, and we'll be tested. So we might be pulling our hair once in a while, but, you know, that's part of the sport.
Coach, we're still trying to figure out all this, these leagues in Colorado. Yeah. What's new to Rocky? What's consistent? But where are you at on the league changes?
Well, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot. It seems like it's been changing every couple of years. So I'm a consistency guy, so I would like some consistency for sure. But, you know, we're lucky. We have obviously two Boulder schools. Then the 4-4 Collins schools kind of make up this league that we're in now, which is a great deal for us. And we're still, you know, I know the coaches at Legacy and at Horizon, so we kept those traditions by playing them in the non-league piece. So we're trying to hold it together as best we can, you know. And it's one of those things. It's you look at the landscape of all sports, right? It's changing everywhere, and so I'm kind of more of a traditionalist, so I'd like things to stay as consistent as they can, and we're trying to do our best to make that happen.
Mark, you got other kiddos, or what's what does it look like for any other athletes coming out of the Brook household?
Oh, I do. I have a daughter, actually, who just completed her freshman year up at Wyoming. She's playing soccer up there.
Oh, so fantastic.
It's just the two of them. Yep.
Right on, man. Hey, we really appreciate your time. I know that we're going to be catching up with you down the road and get some games of yours on the air this year. So appreciate your time, Mark, and go have a tremendous 2022-2023 season.
And, Mark, thanks for being such a great teacher as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
He is a great teacher.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Coach, say hi to the family for me.
Will
you
do.
You guys take care. I appreciate the support and everything you guys do. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks
for
man.
All you do.
And that was Mark Brook, the head football coach out at Rocky Mountain High School as they get set to head out. I think Rocky Mountain going to be a great matchup this year with them and Fossil Ridge. You get Tyler Kubot, who will be a senior in that pass-happy Fossil Ridge attack, and Gage Brook, who's going to throw a lot more this year, I think, coming up. That should be a fantastic matchup. All right, we'll come back in a moment and get with Matt Yem, the Fort Collins football coach, see what it's looking like in Lampkin Land when we come back here from the Allen Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Yeah, Take On Me a little bit. Love that one. One of my favorites. Michael Kirkpatrick knocking this thing out on a Saturday morning for you guys. And we get to our second interview of the day. Fort Collins Lambkin head coach Matt Yem jumps in. Hey, want to thank West Point Carpet One. They're our player profile sponsor each and every Saturday here on the Rewind. West Point Carpet One, folks, I tell you what, check out their showroom just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street out there, 6001 West 10th Street. Just go down, check out the showroom. It's just so cool. Unbelievable ideas for you. West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. Extraordinary is the number of seniors Fort Collins Lambkins had to say goodbye to after graduation. This is going to be a whole new cast of characters for Matt Yem, the Fort Collins coach. Caught up with Matt as we talked about his Lambkins. Matt, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, I'm looking at your what a group of seniors you had to say goodbye to last year. I mean, this is crazy. Just the names: Ceased, and of course McGarity, and Johnson, and Smotherman, and Crosby, and Loudon Harger, who I put a circle around because he's extra valuable to me with that leg. Max Jones. I mean, it goes on and on. But that's the life of high school sports, right, Matt?
That's exactly right. I mean, you unfortunately know these guys are eventually going to be seniors, and you're going to have to say bye to them and try to build and develop those younger guys into the starting position. But, yeah, that 18 starters we had last year, a number of them going to play college ball. Cade Wish is actually playing.
Sure.
He's going to be competing as a college wrestler. You know, losing a lot of talent, but just a lot of natural leadership abilities as well, which is so crucial for a high school football team. But, you know, we have a bunch of guys who I think have really stepped up their commitment. I think part of that's due to the success we had the last couple seasons.
Sure.
And, you know, they're showing up bright and early, 6 and 7 a.m. every day in the summer and getting after it. So we're excited. We'll see who's going to step up and be that new group of leaders.
Hey, Coacher, can you highlight some of the places your last year seniors are going? There was some switch because a couple of them were committed to CSU and CSU uncommitted to them. But where did these young guys land?
Yeah, of course. So Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson were the two that had been committed to CSU prior to that shift. So Dorian is going to be playing at CSU Pueblo.
Fantastic.
Dante Johnson is going to South Dakota State. Max Jones is walking on at Wyoming. Blake Smotherman is going to Colorado School of Mines. Andrew Ceased, he's playing baseball out in small school in Pennsylvania.
Sweet.
Cade Wish is going to be wrestling at the Colorado School of Mines.
Wow.
Hopefully trying to get Dylan Crosby maybe a walk-on position out at Mesa. And then Loudon, he's that guy that has a D1 kicking leg.
Yep.
But is also a good track kid. He's probably a good athlete at a 1AA or D2 level. He's gonna still figure out what he's doing. I think he's got to get a little surgery done, and that might knock him back a little bit. So he might try to do something his second year.
Talking with Matt Yem, head football coach out at Fort Collins High School. Matt, what about the summer for you guys? Camps you've been to already, and what does it look like between now and opening day?
So we've just been doing off-season conditioning early every single morning, 6 and 7 a.m., and getting some team stuff going. We were going to go to a camp in Mesa, but we're playing a week 0 game this year, which means we start August 1st.
Yep.
And with the Chassa rules, we couldn't go to an actual camp. So we're going to just continue to do our own stuff. We've been hitting some 7-on-7s with Cooter and Rocky Mountain on Wednesdays, and that's been looking good, and just nice to have the kids compete and learn the plays.
Well, we've got our 13 days, 13 teams coming up here in about 3 to 4 weeks, so we'll get more in-depth on the players, your team, and all that stuff. But I want to look at the you talked about that schedule. It looks like bye week, the second week. I don't see anything listed for the 26th of August. What do you think about that spot? I mean, play once, and then you're off a week.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we had a little bit of a scheduling discrepancy week one. We had been double-booked with Erie and Ponderosa, and the thing that happened is they're going to play each other instead. So we found Denver East, who we're going to play as a week 0 game because they had an opening week 5. And so, yeah, you know, it's an interesting time to have a bye week. But at the same time, with us going pretty hard during the during the off season, and then having a few weeks of fall camp, basically. You know, we'll have that one game that most people will be having their preseason scrimmage going, and we're actually going to be under the lights and keeping score. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But sometimes, you know, whenever you have a bye week, there's benefits to it, as long as you can stay focused and be able to have the kids understand, you know, taking care of their bodies during that week is going to help them throughout the rest of the season.
Hey, Coach, with the loss of a lot of seniors, changes in system, staying with kind of the same approach, how do you enter into this fall camp?
You know, every single year, depending on, there's certain programs that can run the same exact stuff year in and year out, just because that's the kind of offense or defense that they run. We try to shift a little bit of what we do to the strengths of our players. And so defensively, we're going to make a little bit of a change. But offensively, I always still believe in spreading them out. And that way you can kind of figure out, hey, you know, if we have an advantage in the box, let's run it. If we have an advantage outside, let's throw it. And you know, it's not something that will change just because we're a spread team. A lot of people think, oh, this team's spread. They like to throw it all the time. And, yeah, we do like to spread it out because we have a lot of good athletes on the outside with speed. But sometimes that just gives us a little bit more of a numbers advantage inside. So it's kind of a thing that I believe in is getting in the spread but not getting away from the run either.
Yeah, that it makes you one of the funner teams in the area to watch, too. I got to tell you, thank you for this offense that you put together at Fort Collins.
It is entertaining.
Last year was an embarrassment of riches offensively because there were so many great seniors. So we'll see you work. This will be a little tougher for you, a little tougher on the coach this year, but we'll see. We're talking with Matt Yem, football coach out at Fort Collins High School. How happy are you for the new conference? I mean, you played all the city teams last year, went 2-1 against the city teams, but everybody's back in the conference this year with Fossil and Pooter and Mark Brook and Rocky jumping back in as well. So you like being back in with your friends?
100%. I mean, I think that's the way it's supposed to be, and we were lucky enough to be able to play the city teams as non-conference opponents, but it just feels right that they're conference games. There's a little bit more on the line when you play in them. It makes more sense geographically. You know, the conference we were in the past 2 years was kind of the one we were thrown into after coming back from 4A, and it was good. You know, I really got to know some of those other coaches in that conference as well, and really, you know, some guys I really respect and hope they have great seasons. But just feels right to be back in there with the city teams as we had been many years before.
And, Coach, talk about the highlights of the city, the teams and some of the top players outside of Fort Collins High School that we need to keep an eye on.
Oh, man, there's a lot. You know, we knew that we kind of had a pretty loaded senior class, and looking at, you know, Fossil Ridge with Busteed and Kuba and Leone and those guys, that they air it out as good as anybody.
Sure.
And, you know, we were hoping they were seniors last year too, but unfortunately
not,
for them,
not so much.
Nope. Yeah. You know, and big old Ethan over there at Rocky and Brooke, you know, it's been fun doing some of the 7-on-7 with Brooke. He's just absolutely slinging the ball around, and it's good to see. You know, as much as it pains me that we're going to have to play some of these guys in the regular season, I do like seeing the local talents really showing up and showing out. And I really hope the better we are as a community in Fort Collins, the better it is for all the kids. You know, get a little bit more attention, and that helps with recruiting, and it just helps with our RPI. It makes the competitiveness of the games better, which allows for it to be more fun. And it all just, everything kind of falls into place when each team is being successful and doing all the right things.
Well, and there's nothing better than going to a game at French Field with two city teams. And if you don't get there early, you may not get a seat. So we look forward to those as well.
Correct. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, our homecoming this year is against Rocky, and it doesn't matter if they're good and we're not, or vice versa in years past. It always seems like it's going to be a game that's going to come down to the wire.
And we start getting some folks out there, too. It'll get it back the way it was 15 years ago when, you know, you could line up and get, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 people in the stands. It's going back that direction. There's no doubt about it. And you're a big part of that over at Fort Collins. We'll talk to you in about a month with our 13 Days, 13 Teams and get in depth, get a bunch of player interviews that day and get your couple of coaches on as well. So, Matt, thank you so much for a heads up of what Fort Collins football is doing over the summer. And we'll talk to you again in about a month, okay?
Appreciate you guys.
All right. There's Matt Yem, the Fort Collins football coach. And Yem are doing – talk about a guy who's true and true Fort Collins, too. Played. He's a Lampkin. 2006, I believe, was the year they went – his senior year. He was the quarterback for the Lampkins. And they went to play in the state semifinals. And second or third play of the game, Matt Yem blows his knee out. Goodbye. And that was it for the Lampkins, pretty much. But anyway, fantastic to catch up with Matt Yem. We'll come back in a moment. Benny Fusco, the Dayspring Christian head football coach, will jump on with us. We'll do that when we come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. It is the Preps Rewind here on a Saturday coming to you. Yeah, we're going to get to Benny Fusco, the Dayspring Christian head football coach, in just a sec. Want to thank, folks, Milton's of Greeley, Milton's of Kersey, and Milton's of Eaton. Formerly the Kramer's Wedge Store and that Tatanka Grill. Great stuff. New owners out there. But same guys that have been running the shop forever, Luke and Abby Gardner. But it is now called Milton's. So I love that. Same name in each location, too. In Greeley, in Eaton, and in Kersey, of course, at that state-of-the-art convenience store out there. It is Milton's knocking it out of the park for you, and still have that $100 gas card going out at Milton's, too. Get in there, $15 or more, go pay inside. $15 more gas and or merchandise. Pay inside, you're in the mix for a $100 gas card each week from Milton's of Kersey, Greeley, and Eaton. All right, we'll get to the interview now. Benny Fusco, head football coach out of Dayspring Christian, stopped by. We talked to him about his Eagles. Here's that interview. Ben, how are you?
Hi, guys. Long time. I'm doing well.
Yeah. Ben, what's cooking today? That's what I want to know.
It's all Bruce wants to know.
I'm not
going to
talk football. I want to talk see what's cooking today, man.
Nothing's cooking today, man. We just got done with the stampede, so yeah. Right now it's catch up on sleep.
You guys are killing it, though, on the food side. Bruce, so you did the for his Lampkins Awards and end-of-the-year program out at Fort Collins High School. You guys did the catering out there. He just came to me. For the next 10 days, he was like, man, you should have seen what Ben Fusco's group did. Unbelievable food. You put on a great presentation. So thanks for that, man. And I love that fact that you can cook people under a rug, dude.
Well, thanks, guy. That's the cultural heritage of the fat people of the world.
So I resemble that remark, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Clark's a big fan.
Yeah. Yep. So. No doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit of DCA football coming up for you. As we talk, we just talked with Joe Rosenbrock, who's taken over the Brush program as head coach. Losing great seniors is just, that's high school football. It's what happens with you sometimes. And we talk about it with Garrett Crable going out and Jacob Martin going out, Wyatt Eichmann going out. Is Wyatt back or is he done?
No, I think we lost 11 seniors total,
wow,
which is rare for
wow,
an 8-man team for sure.
Boy.
So definitely numbers changes.
Boy, no kidding there. Talk about the team coming in from last year. This looks like the same conference except maybe D.C. Denver Christian's out, but everybody right, else is sitting in the middle of that thing. So no real new characters for you. It's pretty much the Plains Conference going forward, right?
That is correct. Yeah, same competition, probably the same sort of rivalries, the same hot and heated moments against the teams like Caliche and Marino. And,
right.
But the same Plains League other than that, no changes, at least for the next 2 years. And then we'll kind of play it by year where Dayspring's at that point and see if it's time to make a move to the 11-man ranks.
All right. I know you haven't made decisions yet probably, but it's my job. I'm going to ask about it anyway. With Garrett going out, you got a new quarterback coming in. When you look at your team, do you go, okay, this is what my quarterback does best. This is how we're going to run our offense? Or how does that look like to you? Is Isaiah Bryant the guy coming in this year?
That's a great question, Clark. Between him and Zach Freeman, I think we have a really great competition going on. Zach has been kind of a backup quarterback when he was younger, but we never really needed him. So then he stepped into a great role kind of as a slot, kind of a specialist kid. Isaiah's looking really well, looking good. He's bigger. He's faster. He kind of contributed and participated, I should say, with Jeremy Hayden's quarterback academy.
Fantastic.
He's been working hard with them. So he's really motivated. And so I'm excited to see it pan out here. In a couple of weeks, we go out to Wayne, Nebraska to go to our summer camp, spend 3 or 4 days there and kind of get some film on our kids and find some competition with some really good Iowa teams and really good Nebraska teams. And so we're excited for the next couple of weeks. I think we're in a good spot to try to find out, you know, Isaiah, if we'll have him, for 2 years. He'll be a junior.
Yep.
So, and then Zach will be a senior. So, it's a couple of fun decisions. And I think with the tweaks, you had mentioned, you know, how do we adjust? And I think, you know, seeing what we did both in hindsight, which is the easiest way to coach is always in hindsight. The hardest way is in the moment. But with Garrett leaving, I think we have to look at, you know, how we change slightly. And both kids give us a unique kind of perspective on offense. So I'm excited to see it pan out.
And, Coach, you kind of answered my next question is about what's next for you the rest of this summer, and you're talking about your team camp. Is this a chance to experiment with some maybe different things, X's and O's, to just match up to your personnel?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what everybody tries to do with the summer camps. The cool part about this camp is that there's nobody in Colorado that's there. So, you know, if you in the eight-man ranks, if you go up to Shadron for their eight-man camp, you see a few of the Plains teams. If you go up to the Western eight-man camp, you know, for like the team tackle, you know, full contact camps, you're going to see the other teams that you see in the state. So you can see some of the Pikes Peak Christian and the Sanfords and Mancos maybe. So it's nice for us to go out and take a nice 3-day road trip, 4-day road trip, there and back. We play with a lot of experimentation. We kind of define who we are. I think the biggest place that we're going to need to replace is our offensive line.
Sure.
Mainly from an experience side. I'm really excited about some of the kids we have. I think we're going to be the heaviest offensive line we've ever seen. So kids that are in the 260, 270, 304, the kids that are in that, you know, weight range. And with the three seniors graduating, I think my son Talon was the heaviest at about 225. This last year. And so, the other two were, 170-ish. So I think we're kind of in some spot where we need to put some chess pieces in the right spot, and have some fun in July. We kind of really enjoy the experience on the road. The kids have been hammering the weight room, no pun intended. They've really been working hard. There's two, you know, we're doing two sessions a day.
Right.
That the kids can choose, and they really enjoy the weight room. So a lot of participation, a lot of energy. And so we're in a good spot.
Coach, any surprises to your program since your last game last year? Any new players as far as coming into the program?
Well, I'm really excited for a couple of young freshmen coming in. You know, I think it's going to be a couple of years to tell, but it's probably the first time that I've seen really competitive freshmen that have the potential to be really, really good contributors in the future. So we've got a really excited about a couple of young kids coming in as well. And then I think, you know, there were kids that were waiting in the wings, and I'm really, again, on this offensive line, really excited to see what that weight can do and
sure.
if they can move and move bodies, but I'm really excited to see it. I think that the biggest part is, you know, as a coach, how do I pare it down enough that they can understand it and not get caught up in the X's and O's part, but just play football and have fun. And that's really a call to the coaches to sort of simplify for the inexperienced kids.
Sounds like everybody's buying in at DaySpring Christian. Coach, should be fun. We're about a month away, 3 weeks to a month away from when we get going on our 13 days, 13 teams. We'll dive in a lot deeper on what DaySpring Christian has coming up this next year in football. But thanks for jumping on with us. Keep cooking, okay, dude?
Absolutely. When I get my rest and I get caught up on my sleep, I'll definitely get back in front of a grill.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Love that. That's a place you need to be. I'm just telling you that. So, Benny Fusco, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys. Talk
thanks, Coach.
All right, there is Ben Fusco, the DaySpring Christian head football coach. Man, can that guy cook, too? He laid out the all the stuff for the Lampkin Award Ceremony from basketball season, I believe. But they killed it, he said, with the catering. Just knocked it out of the park. So, Ben Fusco, thanks for cooking. Thanks for coaching. Come back in a moment. Brandon Valdez, Fort Collins assistant basketball coach on that staff with Coach Dick. But in the offseason, man, this guy guides one of the very best club teams in Northern Colorado for basketball, as he is the head coach and the GM for Dom 24. We're back in a moment. The Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. That's where we are here on a day that's going to approach 100 degrees. Wow, it is just hot out there. A lot of water today. Get hydrated, folks. Stay that way when you're out with your family today. We were out with Brandon Valdez just the other day here in Clark and the coach, talking to the assistant on Bruce's team. And, of course, what he really does well is he coaches this Dom 24 club team out here. Man, terrific lineup of players. Here he is, Coach Valdez. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Clark?
Fantastic, man. Good to talk to you. Bruce and I talking about you all. You're a Fort Collins guy, true and true, right?
Yeah, born and raised here.
Rocky Mountain High School basketball, or Rocky Mountain High School, is that where you attended?
Yes.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about, this is a crazy good basketball team, the Dom 24 team that you've got. Talk about how this team originated, how you kind of started it, and we'll talk about some of the players as well.
You know, Mike Dom is a guy that played for me back 2011 through 13 and went on to a great college career, now plays professionally in Italy, and he's always wanted to do this, start an AAU club program, and we finally pulled the trigger. This is our first year moving forward. We got three teams going here. I coach our 17 and under boys. We have a 16 under girls team coached by Matt Vega, and a 14-under boys team coached by Severance High School's Chad Sauls. So it's a busy time of year. July's a really crazy busy. We get going with our traveling tomorrow, head out to Atlanta, and then we head up Dallas next week. We just finished a tournament in Denver July 4th weekend. So it's been crazy busy, but exciting times for the kids.
So, Coach, do you, you're going to Atlanta. Do you come home between Atlanta and Dallas, or do you just go on to Dallas?
No, we'll be back. We leave tomorrow, fly out tomorrow morning, and we're back Sunday night. We're playing four games out there, playing teams from all over the country. And then we'll be back next week, get one practice in, and then on Thursday the 14th, we'll head out to Dallas.
Talk about some of your spring success. For those people that don't know, club ball kind of starts after the high school season is over, March, April, you know, May-ish. And then you guys, like a lot of clubs, take a break in June because it's kind of high school basketball during the month of June in Colorado. Now you reconvene right away and have your travel, you know, in July. But tell us about some of the success you had this spring.
Yeah, it's been a crazy season. You know, when you take the month of June off, it's like two seasons. You know, you restart up and you go hard in July. We had a real successful spring. We were 26-8 overall. We played a lot of games, 34 games under our belt. We belong to the Prep Hoop Circuit, and with that, the national thing where you're playing teams from all over. We're playing in Dallas. That's the Grind Regional Finals. So you get ranked throughout the season, and you head into that tournament with a ranking, and you go right into kind of bracket play. We're ranked fifth in our region, which is pretty good. And, you know, it's given an opportunity for the kids to get some exposure out there, get their names out there to college coaches. We've had a lot of success, and looking forward to hitting Atlanta tomorrow.
Well, talk about Jaden Brown, your leading scorer at this point, kind of a regional kid because he played at Laramie High School, but expand on him as a player and what he's doing now.
Yeah, Jaden was at Laramie High School, recently moved to the state of Washington, and so he's kind of flies back and forth. He's here in July for us, just a big-time shooter. He's the best shooter I've coached since Mike Dom. I mean, this kid shoots at 50% from three on the year. He averages 21 points a game. And has just been our catalyst offensively. Great kid. His work ethic is second to none. You know, shooting is a repetition thing, and he didn't roll out of bed and become a good shooter. He just puts a ton of time in, and it's fun to see his game blossom.
Yeah, terrific, terrific player, terrific shooter. Clark, I'm going to tell a little short story about Mike Dom. Mike was in town and gave a little clinic for the kids in Brandon's program, and there's this drill from the top of the circle, NBA distance, and the rule is you cannot miss two in a row. So you shoot the three ball, and you shoot as, you know, until you miss two in a row.
Sure.
Mike Dom put up 61 that day.
61 without 61. Missing twice in a row.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
So this is the kind of tree, you know, that Brandon's program is built on. This 6'9 kid that's a terrific shooter, terrific player in Italy. But I'm just going to say this about Mike Dom. He's a better person. He's unbelievable as far as, you know, his treatment of young athletes. And he's been loyal to Coach Valdez here for many years. And it's so nice to see a kid of his ability come back and give back.
Brandon, we got a ton of local kids on the team. We talked about Luke Wagstaff and Zach Van Soest out of Northridge High School, Silas McKernan, of course, of Pooter. But the guys I kind of wanted to mention, Ty Brown, Fossil Ridge product, Corbin Garver and Finn Horsfall, who we think are both out of the Air Academy. Is that, if I'm getting that right, tell me or not. But talk about these kids a little bit. I mean, these in a showcase team, it's hard to find space sometimes, but these guys are making the most of it.
It is. You know, we've had an incredible balance, you know, kind of different guys stepping up all the time. You know, you mentioned the three-point shot. You know, we shoot a lot of threes. We average 22 threes a game. We make about 8.5 a game, but you have guys like Ty Brown has really improved, you know, plays at a powerhouse over at Fossil Ridge. He's kind of a 3D guy. He's such a good on-ball defender, and he hits the open shot. And the two Air Academy guys you mentioned, you know, Corbin Garver and Finn Horsfall, are the same way. You know, they're such good character guys. They work so hard. These two kids travel 2.5 hours. They never miss practice. They're always there, and they can shoot it as well. You know, we try to play an up-tempo. Everybody says that. Everybody says they want to play fast and do this and that. We try. We do our best to get up and down, but we have a lot of kids that can shoot it, and it's really helped us, you know, play teams that have more talent than us. You know, we play some teams that are got some serious D1 guys, and we have to compete in different ways. And the way we try to do it is we try to make that 3-point shot, and we do a good job with it.
Well, what you do too, Coach, is you play like a good high school team as far as sharing the ball, hitting the open man, and your team is small by nature when we're comparing to big-time club teams that you're going to see in Atlanta and at Dallas. But Luke Wagstaff, the biggest kid on your team, 6'8". 6'8 seems big for a high school kid, but nationally, that is not a huge team at all.
Right, exactly. You know, we do. We're always having to front the post. We're always playing teams bigger than us. Luke's done a great job inside. And, you know, it's a good thing. These kids, you know, it hasn't hindered us in any way playing these teams, but we know we have to attack it in different ways. It's been a fun spring and summer.
Just briefly, I know on your roster you have two young ladies that are terrific basketball minds and players, but talk about Kylie and Jen just briefly.
Kylie Sanger was a stud over there at Windsor High School. She now plays at Black Hill State. I coached her back in the day and love having her around. This kid, like Jaden, has a work ethic second to none. So she is helping us throughout the summer, along with Jen Odland, another kid from Laramie High School who's at Augustana College at D2 Power out in South Dakota. And those two come back. Love having them around because they love the game. They love the game. They love putting in the time, and they come and they help coach us up along with Coach Love over there at Eaton. And it's just a good group. You know, we want good influences around these kids, and it's fun having them around.
All right, Brandon, I know you got enough of the guy sitting next to me, so I'm going to tell you this. thank you for jumping on with us, and we'll keep a track on your team as you guys head to Atlanta and Dallas and all that good stuff coming up. But thank you for what you do, man, and we'll get with you soon, okay?
All right, have a good day, guys.
All right, there is Brandon Valdez, the head basketball coach. Well, he is of Dom 24. He's Bruce's assistant on his team, on the Lampkin basketball team. But Brandon, the GM and head coach for Dom 24. What a set of student-athletes on that team. Holy cow. Thank you, of course, to Gould Parts Downtown Eaton, our headline sponsor for Preps Rewind, going on 10 years now. Love everything they do out there at Gould Parts. Stick the number up on the fridge, 454-3355. Any part you need, it's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. We'll talk to you guys next Saturday on the Rewind. Don't forget, tune in to Clark and a Coach each and every weekday here on KFKA from 11 to noon. Have a wonderful Saturday. Fun to talk to you today from Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.